Please. And if you guys don't pay attention, I'm going to do the cremation of Sam McGee. I'll sing. Okay, Human Circus, you guys ready?
Yes.
Nothing.
Hey, so I'm yet another right guy with a guitar, incorporated.
It's all right. We're not prejudiced against white guys with guitars.
Yeah, we are.
Well, maybe you are.
I'm not.
My white guys with a guitar.
Yeah.
All right.
WD Square.
No,
it's not. Ha. Yeah.
I got recruited for this, so don't blame me for it. There's a beautiful girl with skin so fair, bright blue eyes and corn-silk hair, with a very daughter now. With a little hand, she's got your heartstrings. Oh, Jeannie, don't you make a man cry. You know how it feels all right. Come on, let's say goodbye. So that's a particular man cry. Locomotive might run on a rusty rail, but it all keeps walking on a bit of a tail. And I can't imagine there could be a girl so fine. So lay me at her feet, cause she's one of a kind. She's singing real sweet to pick and talk to. Never seen a tall grass growing so blue. Chiapas song, okay. I learned this, if my Spanish is bad, I learned this from someone whose their first language was Zotzil, which is the native language of Acteal in the highlands of Chiapas, and so didn't have perfect Spanish either. So don't fuck with me. El día primero de enero, muchas cosas sucedieron. En el estado de Chiapas, en la selva la condona, murieron muchas personas luchando por una causa. Como somos periodistas, hicimos dar la noticia de lo que estabas pasando. Fuimos con los zapatistas, habíamos con la delita al frente de aquel comando. A Ramona preguntaron cuando estrechamos sus manos, era lo que perseguía. Solamente rechazamos que nos trate como humanos y respete nuestra vida.
caminando algunos horas, llegamos a San Cristóbal, pasando por otro sitio. Vimos a muchas señoras, quienes con triste lloran por la muerte de sus hijos. Armo no preguntarán cuando estrechamos sus manos, eran lo que perseguía. Solamente rechazamos que nos trate como humanos y respete nuestra vida. Muchas cosas nos cantarán y al final nos presentarán con el comandante Marcos. Ciertos pasos que queremos confiar en nuestro gobierno es un logrado. Do whatever you want, dude.
Right.
Do the conquistador song.
All right. This is the conquistador song.
Right.
A few years ago, I was at an action, the second North American mass action against the FTAA in Windsor, Ontario, and I was jacked on coffee and 5 days of not sleeping, and I was asked to write a song for the opening spokes council. So I plagiarized this one. It's much better as a duet. That's my disclaimer. I can have as many disclaimers as I want because I'm like the filler until the real musicians come on. Well, some have come from the plains and mountains high. Noble folks with wills of iron, willing to stand up to those who deny us. Since Columbus sailed west and made this country cry, still more conquistadors died before the last forest falls and the last rain drop runs dry, like a final tear falling from the last. Right. And banish those conquistadors that keep us running for our lives. The masters of disaster, spreading blight across this land. They'll rot in Catholic hell if anyone was ever hell-bent. Killing right and left them who lived here in by rights. From hell or not, I feel this fire burning hot tonight. Of such killers we will speak, of jailers, rapists, kings and thieves. Displace, slaughter and incarcerate those who stand to stop the grief. Their names are known amongst us, and other names as well. The capitalists and here the globalized.
Yeah, awesome. That's it.
That was great.
Kiss my act.
Kiss my act.
He means that act.
Okay,
go ahead. You're on.
Hello, is this the pilot with whom I'm speaking? Hello? I'm looking for Guinevere. You said you had a song or two. Are you there? Are you here? Guinevere! Okay, if I can't find Guinevere, I want... if anybody knows Guinevere, please have her come up here, and until then... I'm thinking that slug thing might come up here and maybe do a thing or two. Slug thing. Come on, slug thing. I think maybe you might have something to share with us now, this evening.
Hello. I'd like to say a few words about power.
Power screams the plate glass window, the license plates. Power contained, power restrained, power in the burger drive-through lane. Power hauling horses, powering up mountains, pent-up power for waste, piloted by overweight wife beaters, powering to the grocery store for Powerball picks. In the permit and the plan, in City Hall, power is just so. But the power, our power, we are power. We are the most powerful people. You impotent pussies. And we will piss on your proclamation. We will purge your party. Because our power is peaking. Our principles are pure. Power personified to piss on the population, to popularize pornography, pork barrel probes for petroleum, pressuring the PAP for populist pride and patriotism. This is the power of our people. Rich, white people. Powerful people. Perversions of power. Puking in the porcelain pit. In the dark, dark of the hour. But the real power is the power of the primordial. The pressure that is power earful. Power to the rail. A thunder squall rolling down the track. Huffing and a puffing. A riptide pulling you down. Power is the power of the people. Power of an idea. Resistance. Revolution. Pulling down the puppet. Pulling down, Judy, down, down the puppet, churning through the sphincter, through the gullet, through the bunghole of everything. This is the real power. Power of purpose. I am the Eggman. I am the Eggman! I am the burger who eats the head of the white wife beater, who powers with his power truck through the burger drive-thru window at the top of the food chain. Thank you.
The power.
Oh, thank you. I killed the power. Sorry. Do we have a musician here that would like to do a lounge version of fucking packaging with me?
A lounge version.
Do we have any lounge musicians in the house?
Packaging.
Lounge musicians. To the floor, please. Does it matter what you play?
Oh, does it? Oh, I'll do it. Come on. I can be your backup singer. You want me to do that?
Guitars, drums. Anything will do.
Yes, a shaker.
Five.
Somebody had a shaker.
Yeah, how about those?
Oh, yeah.
most people.
Yeah. We got a drum.
Power?
All right, cool. Musicians, please.
Oh, that's good. Into the rock.
Hey, here's a mic and rock.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Yeah.
Okay.
Try to get it. To get to it. Break on through. Had to unscrew it. Fucking packaging. Just wanna make contact. With a simple thing. What the fuck's wrong with that? Fucking packaging. Lines the walls of shopping malls, fancy bubble pack and baggies crude, rip it away to get our food. Fucking packaging.
The sloppy hour, folks.
Yeah.
All right, fine. What do y'all want to hear? I got something about meat. I got something about terrorist ungulates. You want the terrorist ungulate one? All right. Okay, here it goes. Can you feel it? Bubbling, percolating, oozing. Grasses spurt, birds chortle, the mad zeal of spring busting through Earth's dead skin. This is spring, a rave of catcalls, hoots and ribbits, barks and growlings, a cacophony of life springing eternal. Thank you. But there
is a menace, my countrymen. An oozing menace, an evil brood.
The demon within, it is black as a developer's heart. It is slick as slime, volatile as hot-headed revolutionaries. It is the dark doppelganger of desire. Fed by decay, nursed by the hellfires below. It is known by many names. Unguent, cerate, chrism. It is oil, slime, and crude. This toxicity, this despoiler, pervades and undermines and oozes. This toxicity, this foul flood under the velvet green, rhymes in clots and zits, pent up percolating pressure cooker, this flares and freshets, its energy expunges fearful furtings, calderas blistering from the boiling earth.
In the anarchist wildlife, eagles and bears rumble in their lairs. In the oil claims their low souls. And caribou and elk are combustible ungulates wandering freely, crossing boundaries, untamed, unfettered immigration. This is a threat to security everywhere.
This wildness, unfettered immigration. No! We must get to the root canal of evil before the boiling bomb of free-range terrorists and marauding mammals and wilderness operatives wreak havoc across a land that is already terminally freaked.
So we gotta lance the boil. We gotta drill the oil. We gotta drill it full of holes.
Suck the revolution. Exercise the deep demon within. Sink a shaft into the frosty Anwar. Drink, my good Americans. Suck up the black menace.
For the good of the country, we act. We are driven to success. Thank you.
Only first musicians.
Would anyone like to come up and attempt a lounge wild salmon baby? Come on, get your ass up here. What are you afraid of? So many times these songs are performed in the heat of the moment, and you know, those brilliant words, they just get mumbled and crunched. And no one understands them.
That's your fault. Yeah.
Entirely.
So you're in heat?
I'm in heat.
I see a little baby tree there. That's Alicia.
I don't know what key this is in.
You sing?
Key?
I thought I was just doing a little circles type improvisational jam behind you.
Well, we'll see what happens.
Just start.
Do you want to start? Set the pace. Oh, yeah. Salmon, baby, with the mind to reproduce. So I head on upstream crazy to give you my love juice. First in love at the sands, till I get my drastic urge for a swift love libido purge in a cool, clear mountain stream. And free who follow their flopping bliss from the deep riptide sea. Beware the hatchery drum, silicon inferior clown. Yeah.
dick belt from the comfort zone. Yeah, let me tell ya, the spawners shit out of luck. With these guppy fucks. Tick tock. Those planets clock. Herald in the dwindling star. Ah, this cow crap a donkey. They just wanna, they wanna make sushi out of me. But the rats, maze, fish, ladder, ain't no exit I can see. Tick tock. Goes the planet's clock. Tick tock, yeah. Goes the planet's clock. Swim fast.
Ooh. Oh, think like a rock.
Sleepy no more.
Sleepy no more. Front and center.
Thunder Greg.
Okay.
And then Karen Coulter wants to do one thing. Karen Coulter's so putting her on after. Oh.
This is Sleepy.
Give it up for Sleepy.
Actually, I'm sleepy no more. I wrote these poems shortly. I've three short poems and two haiku. I wrote one of them yesterday. And two just a little while ago, sitting over in the shade before I got up there, so I know you'll be understanding. I'm sleeping no more. who could find, oh, I can't read my writing from the sign, who could find the rape, pillage, destruction of our mother, quite a bore. Rise from slumber, O ye who sleep, arise from slumber and put an end to those. Oh, me, I swear too fast. Our beautiful forest is pencils, papers, tissues, those who see forest as lumber. Arise from sleep and save the planet. From the thinning ozone to the ocean floor, in every direction their destruction, there must be stopped, from way up high to down deep. So put off slumber, put off sleep. Rise away from slumber, and press to the floor, and be sleepy no more. Hey. Earth first, in defense of her mother, there is no compromise. To tell you other be to tell you lies. Earth first, not nation, race, color, or creed. Those who would save our planet, we wish you Godspeed. It started with a bang and may end in a whimper. We don't refuse and resist in order to destroy us, to cease and desist. To cease and desist the destruction of our planet. They no longer fuck it, shuck it, bottle it, or can it. Earth our mother, to no other can we roam. Earth, our planet, our home. There is no other earth or mother giving us birth from our womb, our nursery, our playpen, our workplace, our tomb. And one, I read at Warriors and Poets Society yesterday evening. First draft, as usual. It'll be sung to the tune of Take This Job and Shove It. Take this country and shove it, I ain't patriotic no more. Principle stood for has done walked out the door. Take the flag and shove it, I ain't pledge allegiance no more. I ain't pledge allegiance to a bolt of cloth nor the republic it stands for. Not to one nation under God, to pledge allegiance to this crap is to pledge allegiance to a fraud. Take this government and shove it, I ain't paying taxes no more. They take your money and drop bombs on the country the way they would lay carpet on the floor. So take this government and shove it, I ain't patriotic no more. And if Uncle Sam makes his plea on bended knee and tells me he wants what for me, I'll tell him, take his job and shove it. I ain't patriotic no more. And I never knew what a haiku was till now, so I came up with at least two for this. Rendezvous out two, I tell you it's been a thrill. Remember Dan Hill. I look forward to Minnesota in out three. Why? Because it's flat. Thank you. Go to a round river rendezvous, welcome! Give it up! Rendezvous for Karen Coulter!
Thank you. Okay, this one I wrote at the rendezvous about this rendezvous. It's called Rumbling Mountain. Here come the Freddy law enforcers again, like good Germans in lockstep with the end of any illusion of democracy. Perhaps they feel a little less comfortable in their uniformed, uninformed self-righteousness when they hear our looping chain calls of Freddies yelled in scorn and warning, preceding them, following them, surrounding them, hemming them into a reality of shame wherever they venture with their video eye. Whose laws are they enforcing? Not the natural laws we all must follow. Terrorists to them are lurking in the wide and wonder eyes of the toddlers, the caring hands of the MASH volunteers, the shared warmth of the campfire laughter, old friends meeting again in the wild to hug each other before returning to our often lonely struggles at home. I return to rendezvous to absorb our connection, to rest on the steep hill we all must climb, and watch the grace of the vine maples swaying. Let the coolness below the steadfast old firs and hemlocks seep into my veins. To read on the back of someone's shirt, profane existence, making punk a threat again. With life-affirming reality, our existence to others may seem profane, but among ourselves and our wild relations, it is also a profound existence. We must all make ourselves threats again and again to the terrorism of the dominant paradigm. Life should mean hiking to the top of a towering waterfall, watching the water glide smoothly over polished round stones, then crash over the edge, churning, roaring power. Life is worth living when you crawl to the edge. See the hot pink penstemons clinging to the brink of the rock face abyss. The ouzel bird impossibly dancing in the plunging spray. The verdant forest and pool below looking so far, so small. And you carefully ease back. Let your eyes wander the mysteries of the dark divide and return to take on the corporate death machine and the folks who don't understand yet. At night from the ridge, I listened to the rhythmic roaring of the falls and heard something else, a deep subterranean rumbling and almost subliminal shifting of the great earth forces as a massive volcano plans her next move, warns us of cataclysms to come, and tells us she's with us.
Okay, we got a couple people on deck who have yet to show themselves. Guinevere, MC Squared, Dog Man.
Just like everybody else was a slacker poet, decided he was going to go sit for a can of bean.
Drink bad beer.
All right, listen up, you piss heads. This is Dog Man. I want you to fucking pay attention to him. This man is wise beyond his years.
And so I volunteered to do something for the committee.
Campfire regalia. Oh, this is from my new book, which nobody's bought yet. And the Wild Rockies crew have room for more writers that are going back to Montana with us.
You can't hear me? You can't hear me? Is that better? Okay.
Campfire regalia. A moment in time and the wave crest, what seemed just so then becomes stories told around campfires with cold beers and fat joints. Lies filled the air along with laughter, poised on haunches, rocking on balls of bare feet, ready. Ready to fill the night with words, sweet, sweet words. All eyes are on the poet. A boon for his friend Pickpocket. Words, yeah, words, spoken with such guile that heroes come to life and even the stars move closer. Coyote, not cow, jumped over the moon, chasing crow feathers. Coyote chasing tail again. Can you hear that fiddle calling up dust devils and the ghost of our ancestors who come around to hear one more time? How they and Bear held off an army of enraged accountants trying to get numbers to add up in yet another Freddy's shell game. A couple of drummers join in, running, running, running through the night. Cops hot on their heels, Johnny Winter's fingers pick fine, and his slide sparks truth like a fault line splits earth. Space between truth and fiction blurs. Coyote bites asses off truth Nazis, reminding all that some input just ain't needed. Miles Davis Horn catches Janice wailing blues. Now that is truth, blue so deep and hurt so sharp that her contradictions don't even count. Because when the poet's done and walks away in the guise of imperfect humanity, even fire ain't that honest. I'll make the standard poetic announcement. When I'm done, I'm at the end. This is called Ode to Osier Lookout. This is a perfect place for suicide or poaching. 54 feet and a salt lick away is death and or dinner. But for whom? Something's always eaten something up here. If a bow is used, nobody would ever know. How long would it be before anybody noticed a human disappearance? Broken body at bottom of 54-foot tower, free bear pickings, a real treat for the tourist. Imagine little Tommy and Lassie running up the trail, coming upon the half-eaten remains of Ranger Rachel. Ah, the terror, probably scar the little bastard for life. Probably become a gun nut, big game hunter, misanthropic defender of the Constitution, right-wing crazy. Maybe waste the president. Imagine W laying on the ground, brains in his hand, smiling up at the heavens, seeing a lookout in Idaho somewhere, thanking God and clinical depression for the assassin's bullet that made his rule more interesting than Daddy's. That was the end. I'll make that announcement after everything. This is one more from my second book. And it was written last year when we were down at Lahar's place, and we learned that it's all about the food. Che and Blackberries gather around a mossy campfire. Where Salmon crow asks the little dog Hobo, lifting his leg on a black and white photo of Joe Stalin. Bear is the consummate anarchist, warns of Freddy Bearproof waste disposal bin number 2260, as noted. Dead human bloated behind boulder, much older than recorded time. Time is cheap and humor money. People just got to learn to get over it. A smile is my umbrella and a handshake more than easy sleight of hand economics. You can sell wine using anybody's picture. Steal their words, call it scripture. Generations later, a band with the same name will win the Grammy game, get a limo and fame, then die in a fiery crash, body to be found bloated on a boulder by mushroom-chomping earth-firsters seeing talking fruit and other infernals. See what comes from getting that first hit? Success is a bitch, and we all praise Allah. Poetry don't pay worth shit. So that even fame can only fuel blackberry dreams and whipped cream desires. Whoa. The sexiest campaign in America. You saw what we have to offer. If you can refuse our call, it's because, well, I don't know why it is. It's beyond words, beyond comprehension. This is something I wrote about. It's called, well, you'll know what it's about when I read you the title. Why being the psycho LEO isn't a good career choice. Dead dog laying under a truck. Won't get out of the way because he don't give a fuck. Psycho LEO on the road, don't want to stop. Got a bad meth buzz, wants to be top cop. Dog don't move. What's Freddy going to do? Shoot the dog 15 times and arrest the truck. Bad Freddy, bad Freddy, bad Freddy, bad. Got a badge and a gun. Let the meth go to your head. But you ain't no super Freddy. You just a super fool dressing like a Boy Scout. Wiping off the drool. Tell me, Mr. Big Bad Freddy, where do you go when the sun goes down? Tied out to a log somewhere because the locals don't want your ass in town. Psycho Freddy, acting out at the RRR. We could offer anger management, but the sucker's gone too far. He's the cop whose career's a dead end. Got an attitude so bad it's nearly fucking zen. Just wait till you go off. Ain't gonna be no spin. There won't even be a trial. Your own Freddies want you to act this way, because in the end, they need a fool to hang.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do a quick one.
Do a quick one? Can I do two quick ones?
Two quick ones.
Two quick ones. I get two quickies. Thanks to Slug Thang. This is, I was walking the parking lot the other night, and I saw about $500,000 worth of car. And we have at least two people in jail in our campaign. So I wrote a poem about that. You know, I don't want to piss anybody off hard. But I want to juxtapose one image of absurdity with another image of absurdity, and then people can figure out what those two things are, and they can act on it or not. I got an SUV! I got an SUV! My campaign ain't got a lawyer, but I've got a fucking SUV! Minivan, Lexus, brand spanking new, Toyota, huge-ass 4x4. My campaign ain't got no lawyer, but I've got a fucking SUV. I go on river rafting trips. I've been all around the world. Love them ego groovy tours. A lot of activists are sitting in jail, but I've got a big, bad, gas, guzzling, air-conditioned fucking SUV. I got an SUV and I'm a lawyer, but I don't do activist criminal law because I couldn't afford my river rafting trips, my eco-groovy tourism, micro-brew sushi bars, or my fucking SUV. Let the low-bagger activists, let the crusty activists, let the hobo activists, let the poor activists, let them goddamn pain-in-the-ass green anarchist activists go to jail. They can write letters to green anarchy that the journal won't print. I've got an SUV. They like it in jail. They get clean clothes. They get showers and the vegan food once you go on an extended hunger strike. It just ain't that bad. And besides, I've got an SUV. You don't. I've got an SUV. You don't. I've got an SUV. You don't. I've got a fucking SUV.
Milford, he won!
What?
What?
One more. This one has a speak-along part. Well, I'm not singing. And when it comes to you, you'll know what it is, and you can either join in or not. Sexiest campaign in America.
We got cars to take you there.
Not SUVs.
Not SUVs.
Not SUVs. But we'll need you to help push off the side of the road. This is called Two Shots of Justice. Walked into a bar, man asked me what I wanted, said two shots of justice and a freedom chaser. The flag flew on Tuesday, jet zoomed across the sky, genetically engineered, schooled in deviant lies. Bombs over Baghdad and bells chimed the death of the Constitution. But deep in the heartland, yeah, the fucking heartland, school kids pissing cups, just like daddy. Just like daddy. The land of the free and the home of the brave fly high over twilight's last gleaming. The president and his aide scheming because they knew. Yeah, September 11th was just a daily chew of news services and re-election junkies. Helicopter bear rich weight to butt crack junkets. Fat man wear thongs on beach despoiling the local love nest. Could you ever fuck again if you saw Ted Kennedy nude? Deep in the heartland. Yeah, the fucking heartland. School kids pissing cups. Just like daddy. Just like daddy. Elvis got the boogie-woogie flu and died, crawled inside a needle. Jonas saw the damage done, said, back to the whale, back to the whale. U.S. of A. couldn't figure it all out, but track plus lowrider times AK-47 equals Razor Boy kicks 5-0 booty. Go team, and where will this year's NBA riot be? Americans won't riot over a stolen presidency, but will, because Shaq rules. But deep in the heartland, yeah, the fucking heartland, school kids pissing cups, just like daddy, just like daddy.
Yeah!
All right.
Hey, can we have Arlo on deck? You ready? Got a few announcements here. I've been informed that there is a, if anyone's thirsty and has no other options, there is a 35-gallon drum of water at the end of this spur road ready to be put into bottles and sucked down. Sucked down. We're not going to kill you out here. I just want to personally thank the hardworking members of the sound crew for shirping all this crap down here and spending hours getting it to work. Let's give it up. Give it up! But what about those hardworking rendezvous committee people who've been out here for a week shoveling ditches, putting up flags, making it possible for you to be here? Fucking A, give it up for the rendezvous committee! Fuck yeah. Are we ready, mister?
I prefer Wade.
Okay, no worries. Is MC Squared afoot? Is Annie afoot?
He's here.
This is Annie.
witches, 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 and here we come round again, round and round again, in and out like tides, flowing with the flow, and here we come.
Thank you.
That was beautiful. That was beautiful. B, is B afoot? B. B, all you can be.
Beyoncing your way now.